this is Type Radio. My name is David Carson. Now we're talking.
What's your dearest possession? Now I'm expecting you say, like, my surfboard, of course.
No, because then I would have to say my surfboards. I've become a bit of a collector, and some of them, a lot of them I don't even use, but they become like art forms to me. And they're on the wall, and I have way too many, probably, Well, I'd say my favorite possession is probably my house in the Caribbean that sits on a perfect surfing break. And, I started early in my life surfing, I don't know, 10 or 11 or 12, and that's about all I did for the next 10 years or so, or did it professionally and endorsed products, and this was before you could really make much money at it, but that's about all I did. And And I was real fortunate. I always thought that I was able to, at about 26 or 27, when at that time most guys, I was considered getting pretty old to be a surf guy, and hanging out at the surf shop I was running. I took the summer workshop, kind of just by happen chance. It happened to be about graphic design, and light bulb went off. I said, wow, that's what I want to do. I changed everything and have been in it ever since, basically. So I never had to kind of deal with a thing so many sports figures do, or sports people in general, the aging sports hero kind of thing. It's like, you know, how long do you stay in? And, you know, and I had friends turning 30 that were still dragging their families up and down the coast to these little surf contests and all this stuff. And in a way, I never had to deal with that, because somewhere when that would have maybe was starting to kick in a little bit, all of a sudden this graphic design thing came in, and all the energy and passion and whatever that I'd been putting into surfing for so many years went into graphic design, and I never had to deal with that kind of aging sports guy thing. And so I started out completely broke for a number of years. Like, you hear the old stories about people having to walk through snow to get to school and all that stuff. It wasn't quite like that, but there were days where I didn't have gas money. There were days I didn't have lunch money. I was up working on Beach Culture magazine, and in some ways, I think those were the best days, actually. But the point is, eventually, the ad agency started taking note of the work. I started getting some bigger commissions with David Byrne and Nike. Those are a couple of the early ones that got a hold of me, and eventually started making some decent money. But what that allowed me to do was buy this house that sits on the perfect surfing break in the Caribbean. So it's kind of full circle. I just do it for fun and exercise, and
Do you reminisce about those days, like that you didn't have gas money, or that the work is slightly different because you get very large commissions, but then there's a different way of doing.
It was more pure back then, in the sense as myself and an editor in a little room, and just working 7 days a week and getting no money, and just being totally consumed by it. And it was, it was wonderful. I don't think my basic approach has changed in terms of my sensibility and trying to interpret things, and still trying to hopefully progress and not just repeat myself. And I still do projects for free, you know. So I hope it's changed and evolved and progressed in some way. But I don't sit around and wish for the old days either. I can't complain too much about my career, how it's gone. You know, I'm pretty happy with it overall, and lucky and fortunate, I think.
Do you think if you didn't take that course, that summer workshop, then you wouldn't have been a graphic designer?
I think almost. You never know, but almost absolutely not. I think I could pretty much say, no way I'd be sitting here today. I hadn't taken that course. I mean, I didn't know it was a field. I got a flyer in the mail, really, for students that I was supposed to put on a board for them because I was teaching for high school seniors to attend this thing on graphic design. And I really didn't know the term. I read the description of what they do for 2 weeks, and I thought, wow, that's a profession? Be fun, creative, make a living from that? You know, and I called the school and said, I'm a teacher, but could I come to this thing? And they said, sure, come on down. And teacher's name is Jackson Bolts, and I'm still real good friends with him. And had it been a different teacher, even, it might not have clicked, but he's a great guy with a good sense of humor. He's a great illustrator, a good designer. And so that played a big role in it, too. I was like, wow, you got cool people in a fun field that's creative, and they're making money, and they're enjoying it. It's like, and it just became real focused and tunnel vision after that. And I had a summer job that summer, because I wouldn't teach, of course, you have summers off. And I told them I was going to be taking this 2-week workshop, and I'd be gone for 2 weeks. And they basically told me, well, if you leave for 2 weeks, you won't have a job when you come back, because we need you here for the summer. And it really wasn't much of a decision. As much as I could have used the money, it was like, well, see ya. Something was telling me I needed to check this thing out, you know. Mm-hmm. And it could have bombed, or I could have not liked it, or, you know, like I say, had it been maybe a more traditional teacher or something, I might have thought, well, whatever. But it's a weird combination of things that came together. And, you know, people say, oh, just lucky or in the right spot at the right time. And it's never that. It's a combination. It's you probably heard it at some point, but the definition of luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So if you weren't the right person when this great job came along, it didn't matter. You know, if I couldn't figure out how the heck to make a skateboard magazine look, it wouldn't matter that I was this job. A guy named Stacy Peralta got it for me, but my way of looking at things worked for that particular venue, or not venue, but project, I guess. You know. Todd Radio. Now we're talking.